Abdallah Lukeno, the commissioner of Eastern Equatorial State's Kapoeta East County, says a big group of suspected Turkana cattle raiders attacked the Toposa cattle keepers in a place called Mogili at Nadapal near border crossing point. Lukeno says the Turkanas stole an unknown number of cattle from the area.
They, Turkanas, entered Nadapal of South Sudan and took cattle from the town of Nadapal. After stealing the cattle, they went and hid under a tree. The boys from Toposa followed them through the road of Lokichokio and managed to return part of the cattle, and part of them were taken. On the 6th, they attacked Toposa, took cattle from a kraal next to a mountain called Mogila. They told Toposa that that place is not yours. It is a place for Kenya. Shift from it. It is not for South Sudan.
Lukeno says two people from Kapoeta were killed and one was injured. He says the injured person and the bodies of the two deceased were taken to a hospital in Narus in Kapoeta East County. He says he briefed the Eastern Equatorial State Governor Louis Labong about the incident, adding that he expects the state government to take action to address the matter with their Kenyan counterparts.
I informed the state government about the incident, and the government needs to hold a dialogue between Toposa and Turkana. A dialogue that has rules, where they accept to live together as previously. Because in May, we sat with the Turkanas. I went to Lokichokio, they came to Nadapal, and we agreed whoever took cattle from Toposa to Turkana should return, and from Toposa, whoever took cattle from Turkana should return to their country.
Lukeno says a few days after the argument, the Turkana stole cattle from the Toposa, and the Toposa also went and attacked and took cattle from the Turkanas. He says he agreed with the commissioner of Turkana that the cattle that was stolen should be returned, but the commissioner did not take any actions. But Johnstone Ekamaze, an officer in charge of peace building in Turkana West District, says it was the Toposa who attacked the Turkana in revenge for an earlier attack in a place called Napakin, which is located adjacent to Mogele. He says in that attack, the Toposa raided 29 cattle from the Turkana, but no one was injured or killed. He says in the same week, the Turkana attacked back with an aim of retrieving their cattle, but ended up raiding 130 cattle.
The Toposa attacked the Turkana kraal at the Napakin in Nanam location, the Nanam division in Kenya. So the attack took that long time, from 3 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Around six people were rushed to the hospital for sustained injuries. And they attacked the kraal. The animals, the people were surrounded in their kraal. So it was not the Turkana who attacked the Toposa. Toposa was the one who attacked the Turkana. Maybe this is a revenge of the 130 plus cows that Turkana took from the Toposa. After a number of attack incidents which were conducted by the Toposa.
Ekamaze says when those cattle were taken to Turkana, he immediately informed the Commission of Kapoeta East about the cattle that were raided and asked the commissioner how they can return the cattle. He says the commissioner went quiet without reaction or follow-ups to recover the cattle, something he says it's an order of the day for the Toposa to continue attacking the Turkanas.
I reached out to the commissioner. We had an intergovernmental meeting in Lokichokio. And what we agreed, we were to implement. But the South Sudan side have disappeared. It's like local community have more power than the government. But with us, we have tried to reach out to our community. And what happened is that after cumulative attacks, that's when the Turkana also say, no, we've lost a lot. Our people are being killed and for no reason. So that's why they went and attacked.
Ekamaze says he knows there have been concerns over the border lines, but since the two communities failed to reach an agreement on the exact border lines, the decision was left to President Salva Kiir and Uhuru Kenyatta, who both agreed on a border boundary committee headed by the Eastern Equatorial State Governor Louis Labong from South Sudan and the Governor of Turkana, who already initiated the review of the boundaries. For VOA News, I am Winnie Sirino in Juba.